We present Kenneth Williams Playhouse, a series of programs which have one thing in common. Their star is Kenneth Williams. This week's Playhouse presentation also stars June Whitfield with Bill Wallace and Christopher Emmett in The General by Leslie Randall.
Present, yes, speaking. Who is it? I'm here, damn it. What more do you want? Why don't you talk? All right, then, don't. Never doing that. I gave you a chance. Now you can ring till you're blue in the... I have got better things to do than answer telephones and doorbells. That's the doorbell. Well, I'm not answering that. If he wasn't on the phone, he won't be at the door either. Go away! Unless there's nobody there, in which case...
Is anyone at home?
What's that? Come on, show your face. All this damp skulking about in the bushes.
Won't somebody answer the door?
There's somebody out there. Don't worry, lad. Hang on. I'll look after you. There you are, lad. Come in. Come in, there you are. Yes. You're all right now. Don't worry, my boy.
General Williams.
Yes, who is? What? Where? Oh, me. Yes. Oh, of course, yes. Thought you were talking about that other one.
Oh, who is that?
What? Where? Come out. Come out. Come on. He's seen you. It's no good to be spotted. Where is he? I don't know. You said it. Who is that? You said who?
No, I meant the other General Williams.
Ah, then you come to the wrong house. I mean this one. The other one is someone else, see? Totally different.
Well,
generals all over the place.
Really? Well, I've come to see you.
Oh, you made a wise choice, then, because I'm the one that's here.
Oh, good.
Yes. I don't mind about the long hair.
Hair?
Anywhere. Had it myself when I was a lad.
Well, that's very refreshing.
Is it? Well, I'll get you another. What was it, gin and tonic?
No, I meant, General, it was refreshing to hear.
A beer, yes. Well, I'll get it in a minute. There's one thing, girl.
Yes, General?
I don't think you ought to do that with your voice. Makes you seem a bit effeminate, lad. Effeminate, you know? You know what I mean?
I am effeminate.
Well, it's up to you, of course, but you don't advertise it. Some people find it difficult to accept. I mean, for my part,
I am a girl. My name is Pat Westwood.
Pat? Oh, Irish, are you? Pat? Yeah, Irish, eh?
Patricia. I'm definitely a girl.
Well, if you made up your mind, of course, it'll take me a bit while to get used to it. A bit of time to get used to it, you know what I mean?
I work in television.
Oh, well, of course, you should say television. Oh, well, it's only to be expected, isn't it? And I mean, television, I mean, they're all...
General,
yes?
We want to do a program on you.
Me? No, I'm sorry. There's nothing like that about me. I'm a soldier. The only reason I never married was the exigencies of the service.
General!
Speaking!
We want to make a television program about your life.
Seamus Andrews? If he comes popping round the curtains with that book, I'll fill his belly full of buckshot. They're not digging all that up. Listen, I was acquitted without a stain. Forget it! Shove off! Turn off your equipment! Down!
But General!
If you don't, I'll drown you in deleted expletives.
General, there is nobody there.
Ah, recorders actuated with the sound of the voice, eh? They've got a lot to answer for, those Japanese. I've fought you before. I'll fight you again.
You fought in the... General,
what?
You fought in the Far East.
So did I. Cunning enemy. But I was prepared to match nasty with nasty. That's what my old instructor used to say. And I wasn't nasty. Oh, yes. They weren't dealing with a quiet young subaltern anymore. Not a quiet young subaltern. I learned an evil or two by then. But that's war, lad. That's war. When I was first commissioned, the watchword was chivalry. Or was that the password? No. No, the watchword. The password was camarade. Camarade.
Isn't that German?
Well, of course, we were fighting the Germans, weren't we? It was my idea entirely. If anyone stopped you at once, you gave the password, camarade, then neither side shot you.
Would you tell me about the quiet young subaltern?
What?
General?
What?
You mentioned him a moment ago, the quiet young subaltern.
Yes,
young people. Well, your youth, you know, your early days. Who was it who first gave you the idea of going into the army?
My mummy.
Mother, she suggested you're going into the army.
Yes, my mummy.
How strange.
Not at all. Family tradition. It's all she was thinking of. She wanted me to uphold the family honor. Her very words. The family honor.
The family honor. The tradition of the army, surely, Kenneth, you can see that. It is the perfect career for you. What else could you possibly do?
Well, I did rather fancy flower arranging.
Flower arranging?
Well, I just think one should, Mumsy, when possible, embark on a career for which one has a particular bent. And at school, everyone said I was quite definitely bent in that direction, do you see? You remember my work at the Harvest Festival? Or there's vicars coming from miles around to see what I could do with a posy of daisies. As my sheaf of corn and my bulrushes. I mean, a lot of people just didn't think it was possible.
Kenneth!
Speaking.
Kenneth, I've got you down for the army. Your father's old regiment.
You put me down for that lot?
Yes.
Impossible. Anything but that. I just couldn't join them. Never.
It is a regiment with the finest tradition in the British Army.
And the worst uniform in the world. The colour green with my eyes. Mother, you're out of your mind.
Your father was honored to wear it.
He didn't have my color eyes. He probably thought he looked marvelous. Maybe he did from the front. But if he'd ever seen the rear view, with his coattails buttoned back, he'd look like the curtains going up on a full moon.
Kenneth.
If it has to be something military, what about the Corps of Commissioners?
That is for old men.
Well, there's no hurry.
You report to the regimental adjutant on Monday.
Very well. I will go. I think it's a desperately mistaken solution for my problem. I don't see how one can overcome a dreadful fear of loud noises by exposing oneself to cannon fire, like stopping a nosebleed by cutting your head off. Oh, Mum! Had you thought if Williamses keep on going into the army, sooner or later, one of them might actually have to fight? Have you thought of that, Mumsy, dear? It might be me.
Now, come along, sir, come along. There's a good little officer.
What is it? What are you doing?
I'm just trying to get you out of your little pit, sir.
Oh, it's you, Sergeant. Oh, yes, I remember.
It's time you was up on your feet.
What are you saying? I can't hear. I can't hear. Oh, this dreadful war. I've gone deaf.
Perhaps if you was to remove the ear muffs, sir.
Oh, your lips are moving, but I can't hear.
Take those puffy ear muffs off,
you luggos, you dozy little officer! Sir.
Oh, yes, thank you, Sergeant. I had such a hard time dropping off last night.
I understand, sir. Yes. Being at the front does tend to shove the wind up a bit. Oh. You'll get used to it.
Oh, no, I won't. There won't be time. I'll be on the staff. They promised. First of all, see a little action, Williams. Then we'll move you up here with us.
But you only arrived yesterday, sir. You haven't seen any action.
Of course I have. Last night, before I went to bed, I went right to the top of the steps. Somebody very nearly shot me hat off. Not a word of warning, no.
Williams!
Oh, who's that? Oh, my goodness, who said it?
I did.
Oh, it's you, Colonel. Oh, you did give me a start.
Just wanted to see if you're settled in. How is he, Sergeant?
Oh, he's first class, sir. Settling down very well.
Good, good. Rested, have you?
Well, no,
Fine. Need to be fit. Get out there, bring in a few jerrys, get your feet wet.
Well, I've only just got here, dear. I mean, Colonel, dear.
What?
I haven't unpacked or anything. I've got to write a few letters, you know, having a wonderful time. Wish you were here instead of me. You know, sort of thing. I must write to Mumsy, let her know where I am.
Don't you worry about that. If necessary, I always write to the next of kin.
Oh, that's very kind. Next of kin?
Finding your way will be no trouble. What? Sergeant will be right behind you, won't you, Sergeant?
Sir, yes, sir, definitely, sir. I'll be there.
Supposing I lose you?
Oh, you won't, sir. Any time you think you're lost, sir, you just look behind, you'll find my great gleaming bayonet sticking about half an inch to your rear.
Oh, I can't see a thing. What's the point in us just wandering around in the pitch dark? I don't know where I'm going. I could be walking into a minefield or anything. I think we'd better halt a while. Oh!
Sorry, sir.
Oh, sir, just think.
Well, I didn't know you'd stop, sir.
Couldn't you put a cork on the end of that thing? Your bayonet is making my trench coat look like another rank's dartboard.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. They never get that many in the bull.
Yeah. You've been doing it on purpose.
Never, sir. Young officer, sir, I wouldn't do that. That would be highly offensive, sir. No, sir. It's all on account of me bringing it up the rear, sir. I'm being in the rear, sir. Well, behind you.
I know very well where you've been, Sergeant. Who better? Now, come on, give me that.
What? My Betsy, my rifle. Yes, I couldn't, sir. No, 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 no. It's a court-martial offence, that is, sir. Soldier be without his rifle, sir. I couldn't go weaponless.
I'll take my rifle and you take my pistol.
No, no, I don't like to.
You're doing your turn. If I've got to stay in front, I'm not having that thing behind me. Give it here.
I can't do that.
Let it go. You're making me cross. Let go.
No,
let
sir.
Go at once.
No, sir.
As you will.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Tell very much, I'm sure.
What happened? It went off.
Oh, yes.
You all right, Sergeant?
I'm feeling perfectly delightful, thank you very much, sir. You've only shot an hole through my foot, sir. That is all, sir.
It's your own fault. You should have let go. Can you walk?
Oh, I could probably manage about one step, sir, provided I didn't have to make it on the foot with the hole.
Oh, dear. This does sound like you lopsided. All the Colonel isn't going to be pleased about this. You'll have to stop here. I'll go and get someone to carry you.
Are you sure you can find your way back,
sir? Of course I can. It's just straight in reverse the way we came, isn't it? Just don't go hopping off, that's all.
I'll try and restrain myself,
I've
sir.
Always said, people go playing with guns, sooner or later someone's going to get hurt. It's not funny and it's not clever. Shan't be long.
Wir haben eine gute Vorstellung, nicht wahr?
Jawohl, Hans. Die Sektor ist sehr gut.
Gut, nein, das ist nicht möglich, aber der Sektor ist nicht mal, ist stille.
Ja, ja, ja. Stille Sektor, stille Nacht.
Ja, ja, sehr stille der Nacht.
Ja, ja.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schlaft.
It's all right, Taffy. It's only me.
Was ist los?
Yes, I was lost here at last, Mr. Trying to find my own way back in the sector. I only arrived yesterday. I haven't really got my bearings yet. I heard your voice. It's marvellous. You Welsh sing anywhere.
Hey, Stein Englander?
Well, of course I am. You from the Valleys or something. Don't tell me you only speak Welsh. Oh, well, never mind. Oh, I've got this sergeant, and he's been shot.
Shot?
Yes, with a gun, you know. Bang, bang, a gun, like this one.
Ach, du lieber Gott!
No.
The matter with you? There's no need to go sticking your hands up in the air. I'm not going to shoot. Future Taffy. Just want you to get to the sergeant up there. Go on, go ahead. No time to waste. Off you go. You two, give him a hand. Off you go. March. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
Halt! Who goes there?
Don't, it's just fast. Part, Sergeant. It's only me.
Oh, a welcome back, young sir.
I've bought these two Welsh boys. They're charming. They've come along to carry you back.
Welsh boys, sir?
Yes, these two taffies here.
Oh, I see, sir. Right, you two, hit the hook.
Yeah, yeah, Natalik.
You speak Welsh too, do you, Sergeant?
No, sir, that is my bit of German. These here are two German soldiers, what you brought back to do the carrying.
German? Oh, how about that, then? I bet it... German, so...
Just as well he brought two. All right, then. One of you pick me up, the other one carry him, and off we go.
And that's how I got my first DSO.
Distinguished Service Order.
Yes. And the DSO. Least they could do, rescue a wounded sergeant under fire and capturing two dastardly, ferocious enemy soldiers in the face of extreme danger.
It didn't sound as though you were in extreme danger.
That's all you know, lad. You try wandering out there in the dark. You could fall over anything.
How long did you stay at the front?
Difficult to remember. Certainly for most of the day.
Only one day?
Only. You'll try it, lad. There won't be so much of the only.
Were you transferred to staff?
No, I don't think so. Not then. No, I'm in somewhere else. Ah, yes. Flying. That's what I did.
You mean the Air Force?
Well, it certainly wasn't in the Navy. Yes, it wasn't the Air Force. No, it wasn't. It wasn't what the bloke called it. What did he call it?
Who?
The fellow that came round asking people to join it. A flying...
A Royal Flying Corps.
That's it. Made it sound very attractive, he did. Naturally, I went. I remember arriving at the field, Squadron 13. A lot of people would have thought that was unlucky. So did I.
You take P for Peter.
Pardon?
P.
Well, anyone's entitled to be a bit nervous. Ask yourself, how would you feel?
No, that's your plane, though. P for Peter.
Oh, yes, it's a bit nothy. Look at that row of little holes. Here, it's been shot at. I'm not going up in that. there'll be the most terrible draft.
Come on, now get in. Switch on. Contact. Okay, flight. Swing the prop. Follow me.
Right, ho.
Not yet, you fool. Wait until I get into the plane. Let me get up in the air first. Now, we've got to get away.
Sorry. Sorry, the front of mine seems to have chewed bits out of the back of yours. Sorry.
Shall we not bother, then?
Get airborne!
Oh, please yourself. Well, it is pretty up here. I will say that. The dawn breaking over the countryside. Oh, look, you can see our shadows. Our little aeroplanes racing across the ground. Which one's me? I'll give a wave. Yee-hee! Yee-hee! There I am, one from the back. Yes, here they are. That's the skipper in front, and one on the right, and one on the left, and me at the back, and one behind me. There's not supposed to be one behind me. Who could that be behind me? Oh, it's the dreaded Red Barrow. Skipper! Now attract his attention. Why, fire me gun, that's it. Skipper! Oh, he's heard me. Where's he going? No, it's all right. You don't have to land. It's only me. There's this man behind us, the Barrow. Well, really, you can't call that leadership. First little scuffle and he's down on the ground. What did they say? Now, if the flight leader is downed, lovely choice of phrase, that downed, command will be taken over by number two. It'll be him on the left. Yee-hoo! Number two! Now, a bit of notice. I'll give him a burst. Now, I don't think that was my fault. Sorry, I was just trying to attract your attention. If there's any trouble, I'll pay for the bit I shot off. Sorry. Oh, he's waving. That's nice. No offence. Yes, I'm getting your message, but I can't do a victory roll. No, there's only the other one. Oh, I'll get close enough to shout to him. Here. No, don't keep turning away. I want to talk to you. Stop waving me off. I've got to tell you. How can I talk if I don't get close enough? Stay still a minute. There's a man. What are you shouting about? Oh, yes, I see. Oh, it's caught, isn't it? A little bit of loose wire on my wing, caught on your wing. But don't worry, I'm sure it won't do any harm. Oh, honestly, it must be very shoddy material. Oh, all right, then you go ahead and land. Oh, now I call that clumsy. Oh, there's only me now. Me and him, the Red Barrow. Come on then, have a tune.
And what happened then, Williams?
Most extraordinary thing, sir. I turned towards him and went into an attack, but he just left. He sort of saluted with one hand, gave me the thumbs up, and he flew off. I came home.
All by yourself?
Yes, I did explain that bit about the others.
Mm. Sir, it's the Red Baron. He's making an approach, sir.
Look out. He's dropping something.
It's a bomb.
No, it's not. No, it's a packet. Let me see what it is. Oh. Williams, I think this must be for you.
And that's how I came to get my first Iron Cross.
Your first? You mean you got another one?
Yes, but not until the Second World War. Something to do with my mentioning D-Day to a lady, I think. Brunhilde von Schloss, that was her name. Of course, I thought she was French. Name like that, who knows?
Yes. Did you serve all over the world?
Yes, only a bit at a time there. India, China, Russia.
You were in Russia, General.
Really? So was I. Yes, October Revolution. Or I almost started it in July.
Oh.
Very unstable lot, the Russians.
Why were you in Russia?
My very question. First thing I asked the ambassador, why was I in Russia?
Mm.
You know Sir Guy, or Sir Gay, depending on your proclivities. I mean, if it weren't for meeting you like this, you know what I mean, coming to this charming little estaminet or cafe with you of an evening, I think I would have gone out of my mind here in Russia.
Duh.
Out of my mind.
Duh.
Yes, as you so rightly said. Ah, yes. This place is a lifesaver to me, you know.
Duh.
I just die if I can't get stimulating conversation.
Duh.
You should speak a little English, that's all.
Duh.
You're not complaining. I just feel it might improve the conversation a bit.
Nit.
Makes the change.
I speak English.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, how do you do? Oh, yes, very nice. Won't you sit down and join us?
Thank you, Captain Williams.
Oh, fancy you know my name.
I have been trying to make contact with you for days.
Really?
Kenny.
Oh, what for?
I want you to help us.
Certainly, why does it? Winter relief, children's homes. I've only got a few rubles on me, but you're very welcome. Give as you can give. I always...
Yet, it is not money.
Oh.
I need your body.
Oh. Oh, well.
It will be an inspiration.
Oh, I don't know about that. Our pectoral muscles have a certain novelty value, but I wouldn't
to
say that.
To all of us.
Oh, exactly. How many of you are there?
14.
Oh!
In my cell.
Cell? What, you in prison? What are you doing out then? Are you on parole?
In the movement.
No, I'm not with you. What movement?
Come, I will show you.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much indeed. Very nice. That is nice of them. Why are they all clapping me like this?
They are delighted to see you.
I'm sure, but why? What did you say to them all?
I told them you were an English soldier, an ally.
And all that applause?
They're so happy, so relieved.
Yeah, what do you mean, relieved? What do you mean, relieved?
Yes, they were told that if our comrades at the front tried to leave the capitalist war, they would be stopped by the fierce, strong soldiers of the Allies, and they believed it. They believed it because they had never seen an ally.
Oh.
But now they have you, and that is why they are laughing.
Hey, hang on.
And now the revolution can start.
So, as a direct result of seeing me, they started preparations. Otherwise, it would never have happened. But for my presence in Moscow, there might never have been a communist state. I can say that without fear of contradiction. Because I'm not frightened of it. Why should I? I'm used to it. I've been contradicted all my life. What were you saying?
No. You were saying...
Anyway, it must be your turn now.
I'm interested, General.
Oh, aren't they flattering of you? I'm surely far too old for you. Little sliver of laird like you.
General, are you proud of your part in the Russian Revolution?
A man should always be proud of his effect on history or geography... I don't know much about mathematics. This is it, isn't it? I mean, this is it, isn't it? I mean, mathematics is it, isn't it? I mean,
you know, Hitler had an effect on history.
Oh, the fellow with the moustache. Oh, I remember him. All that business sticking his head up in the air every 5 minutes. Like a clever dick with the answer, wasn't he? Ah, yeah. Crank, I said. Crank, and crank he was. It's all in my book. A button in the knapsack. No, a bat on in the rucksack. I mean, yes. I told the cabinet at the time, take no notice of him, I said. He's a rabble-rouser.
You dismissed him.
I never employed him.
Well, what about Mussolini?
Fellow who invented the wireless. Didn't know him. I'll tell you this, he's got a lot to answer for. What's he done with Jesse Matthews?
The Italian dictator.
What?
Dictator.
Ah, Charlie Chaplin. Great dictator. Yes, I saw that. Very funny. Never made me laugh. Where did I see it? Reminds me of rice. Yes. The Far East. That's where I learned all about the yellow devils. Ah, they might have fooled others, but they didn't fool me.
Welcome to my humble house, Major Weyer.
Thank you. Hey, very nice. I love all these oriental things, you know, hanging down on these balls. They're sort of foreign, you know what I mean? They're pretty.
Oh,
very nice.
Yes.
Foreign.
Yes.
Yes, very nice. Not for you, of course. You are foreign, aren't you? I mean,
we are all but visitors in a strange land.
Of course, you were born here.
I was quoting from the works of my ancestors.
Oh, writers, eh? I had an uncle who did bits for men only. But, Williams is all in the army, my friend, all in the army.
Yes, it is for that reason I wish to have you visit me in my humble house.
I would say humble, flimsy, but not humble.
This is the land of the earthquake.
Earthquake?
Yes, if a house may fall, it is better that its weight should not crush.
Well, much better, every time. I mean, nobody wants to go around being crushed in this place, do they? I mean, crushed velvet, but not crushed people.
Major Williams.
Yes, speaking.
A great weight is about to fall on my people.
Now, what's happened? You haven't had a rumble, have you? I mean, shouldn't we all get under a bed or something? You get a bit of earthquake? No, I mean, a rumble?
No, the rumble is not from the land. It is from the neighbors.
Oh, having parties, are they? Very irritating. I want to have people living over my head. Dreadful noise. I couldn't step.
Our neighboring country. We believe that any day they will send their army to attack us.
Ah, well, all right. You don't have to worry. I know all about you.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. And because you've been so kind, hospitable, I'll tell you. I'm in touch with quite a few people, you know. It's top secret, but I can assure you, in the event of an attack, the British will come in on your side, the side of the Chinese.
Thank you, Major Williams.
That's all right.
Only one problem.
How's that?
I am Japanese.
Oh, you lot all look alike. Damn lepshades.
General?
What is it? What is it? What's happening? What?
It's 10 o'clock.
What is?
The time.
What? 1 o'clock, isn't it?
Well.
Oh, two. Two. Oh, you better count them for yourself.
I'll turn it off.
I know you should have done that. Stopping Big Ben like that. Half the nation will be late for work.
I only switched off the television. It's 10 o'clock.
Oh, yes. 10 o'clock. May I ask you something?
Yes, certainly, General.
Who are you?
I'm here to meet you to do a program, an interview about your life.
Wife? My wife? I'm not married. I've already told you.
Oh, how could I forget?
Annette, how dare you? I've never worn one, not for years. When I was a boy, of course, with the very long hair.
Yes, you told me that before.
Boy? Who's a boy? How dare you, madam?
This is where I came in.
Come in, my boy. Let me tell you the story of my life.
This week's Kenneth Williams Playhouse presentation was The General by Leslie Randall, starring Kenneth Williams and June Whitfield, with Bill Wallace and Christopher Emmett. The program was produced by Simon Brett.